Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Opening this spring, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, May 10th edition of the program. We have Biden's big speech on the economy. It's not going to change the reality, but he's going to try to spin. Hopefully not so much that he falls down after he gets dizzy because he's too old, and we all know this, and this is absurd. Nancy Pelosi is utterly delusional, and more protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. Should something be done about it? Because it is, in fact, a violation of law. We will discuss all of that. We're going to get into it, my friends, because that is what we do here on The Buck Sexton Show. Now, first, before we do all that, I want to tell you, if you've ever thought about becoming an investor in real estate, this is what you need to do. Go check out my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They are amazing at taking through every step of the real estate investment process, from picking the city and getting the house that you want to invest in all lined up. Then they help you get a loan. They help you get in touch with the mortgage company. They just take you through every step and teach you along the way so you know you're making sound decisions because you have people that have done this thousands of times working with you. And then you start getting that free cash flow every month, building equity in the home. I'm telling you, I've done it multiple times now. This is how I'm building for my retirement. Go check out my friends at Done For You Real Estate. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. That's doneforyoubuck.com. These guys have truly taught me to be a real estate investor. I'd never even bought a house before. Done For You Real Estate was the first house I ever bought. doneforyoubuck.com. Go and check it out today. DoneForYouBuck.com. We have Biden trying to convince everybody that things are just going to get better in the economy, that, you know, we made, by the way, I'm speaking to you before the speech happens, but it's going to sound like I've already watched it because I know what he's going to say. Making progress. You know, yeah, the folks, no joke, you know, people, I know people, prices are hurting. But we're going to turn that around, going to bring down costs. We're going to make things cheaper for you. How? Price controls? Because that's going to make everything worse. He has no idea. It doesn't even matter. It's all just blather from Biden, who is a deeply unimpressive fellow, to say the least. But let's just remember that this is going to get bad, folks. It's going to get bad. Here's Rick Santelli. Just last week on CNBC, the guy who called for the Tea Party, remember that? It was Rick Santelli on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Here he is saying prices not going back down.
If you're looking at inflation, I think one of the guests said they think it's probably going to remain sticky. I think it's the rate of change, and the American public is not stupid, meaning it's going to certainly quit going up as fast as it is. But prices are not, and I underscore, are not going back to where they were. And I still say, if there's one word about what the future of the world's economy looks like down the road, and people aren't going to like this, it's about the cost of energy. If people want to keep energy prices high, and the governments want to have secret meetings about really not being all that enamored with fossil fuel at this point in history, then we're all doomed to much slower economies down the road.
Doesn't this sound kind of like what we heard during the Obama administration? You remember that? We started to hear about how, you know, we're just never going back to the growth we had coming out of a recession, the recession of 2008. Obama comes in 2009. By the time 2010 rolls around, after all the big spending, the $1 trillion stimulus package, that was $1 trillion. Now we spend $5 trillion during COVID. Like, you know, no big deal. $5 trillion, who cares? And it has had a really negative result. It's been bad. And I'll tell you, nobody wanted to even hear about it at the time. I was trying to say, hey, we're spending a lot of money. I would do hits. You go back on my radio show. I'd say, I know no one wants to hear about it, but the debt's way too high. You know, but when Trump was president, we didn't deal with it. No one wanted to hear about it. And then the Democrats came in and just blew the hinges off the doors of spending. I mean, they just went nuts. And now here we are. Now here we are dealing with this reality, and it is not going to get better anytime soon. Even Mitch McConnell sees this for what it is. Here he is this morning pointing out that workers are making less. So prices are up and workers' wages are down because of the impact of this inflation. So things are more expensive and your money is less valuable than it used to be in the purchase of goods. Here he is.
American workers' real average weekly earnings declined 3.6% over the last year. Inflation has more than wiped out the average worker's wage gains. President Biden has handed the average American a big pay cut, a pay cut. The cost of the essentials that families need have been skyrocketing. Each category is the worst it's been since at least the early 1980s. Remember, even when inflation rate begins to gradually slow, that does not mean all of these sky-high prices for goods and services will actually fall back down. In many cases, this painful and preventable inflation will be baked into prices going forward.
Baked into prices going forward. Everything is more expensive. This is the reality we face. And what does the Biden administration say they want to do to change this? I mean, this is the part of it that is almost more jaw-dropping than anything else. This was back in November of 2021. Biden wanted you to think that an additional $1 trillion of infrastructure spending, and actually the Build Back Better bill was $5 trillion of additional spending over, what, a 10-year period? That would, to borrow from Joe, reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. That's going to break down prices. Remember when he gets all creepy and whispers like a weirdo? Here he is back in November of 2021.
The House of Representatives passed my bipartisan infrastructure bill. Along with another plans that I'm advancing, this bill is going to reduce the cost of goods to consumers, businesses, and get people back to work, helping us build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, that where everybody's better off. You know, I'm tired of this trickle-down economy stuff.
Tired of the trickle-down economy stuff. Tired of it. What does he recommend? We just keep spending more money? Doesn't he understand? No, he doesn't, actually. This is the problem. He fundamentally doesn't understand. He's not a smart man. You have to remember that. This guy graduated bottom of his class at Syracuse Law School. Okay. Now, you can go to a lot of law schools, get a great education. Syracuse is not a top law school, but it's a fine place. But you want to be top 30 of your class, right? Bottom of your class, Syracuse Law School. And this was 70 years ago or whatever, 60 years ago or something like 50 years ago. It's absurd. This guy's a moron. He's running the country. No record of success in anything other than running as a machine Democrat in the state of Delaware. That's it. That's all this guy knows how to do. Give a speech, grin. Oh, the old Biden Irish charm. It's offensive to people of Irish descent like me that Biden is somehow representative of Irish charm. Spending more money from a government perspective, printing more money, which is what they are doing, makes the problem worse. Biden thinks it'll make the problem better. This is what we're up against. They don't even know how to solve the fundamental challenge. In fact, they are trying to do things that would only make it worse. Only make it worse. Come back into what Pelosi thinks on the Build Back, I'm sorry, on the Republican Party, not on Build Back Better, Republican Party here in just a second. Look, there are more and more examples of governments worldwide reaching for the income and savings of private citizens. It's a thought that was impossible to conceive of some years ago, but serves as a reminder that protecting your life savings from all forces is important. One way to achieve that is with the purchase of gold and or silver. I buy my gold from the Oxford Gold Group. They've made it so you can have real gold and silver delivered to your front door. If it's gold or silver you've purchased, you can easily take delivery now. Same kind of thing can happen with your IRA or 401k. Real gold and silver into your retirement accounts. Remember, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. The Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market, and they will beat any competitor's price on precious metals. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and saying the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250, say the keywords gold IRA. That's #250, say the keywords gold IRA. Check them out today. So there are still Supreme Court justices, conservatives, of course. And really, that's not even the proper term. The proper term for them is constitutionalists. There are constitutionalist Supreme Court justices, which, by the way, doesn't that raise the question, what's a non-constitutionalist justice? A lib activist that just makes the law up. And the single greatest example of that in the last 100 years or so is Roe v. Wade. Just making up the law as they go along. No basis for this whatsoever. No basis for the constitutionality that they infer, that they create, really, wholesale. Now, why is this happening? Well, first of all, the Democrats are lying about the situation constantly. But I just want you to understand, Nancy Pelosi is the third most powerful Democrat in the country, and really, in a lot of ways, is probably the most powerful elected Democrat in the country. Because Biden is just a puppet for the advisors. Nobody likes Kamala. And no one listens to her. And then there's Nancy Pelosi. So Pelosi is out there telling everybody, I mean, this is pure gibberish. Not quite Biden level. I mean, Biden does that. But this is nonsensical from Nancy Pelosi. But you have to wonder, is she lying or is she delusional? I don't think Nancy Pelosi is that clever. I think she's just not very bright. But she has ensconced herself in the most left-wing, lib, delusional district possible, right? Basically Marin County, San Francisco area. And so there's no accountability for her absurdity and her stupidity. And so she can get away with saying things like this one, that the Republican Party, it's like she's surprised the Republican Party is pro-life. Listen.
The fossil fuel industry, they weigh in so significantly. I mean, how could it be that nobody on the Senate side and the Senate cares about climate? Some of them do, and they talk about it. When it comes to the votes, it just isn't there. So rather than saying, well, we have to defeat them, no, let's just try to persuade them. I want the Republican Party to take back the party. Take it back to where you were, where you cared about a woman's right to choose, you cared about the environment, here I am, Nancy Pelosi, saying this country needs a strong Republican Party, and we do. Not a cult, but a strong Republican Party.
She's out of her mind. Since when are Republicans the pro-abortion party? Not in my lifetime. So that's 40 years. This is a surprise to her? Care about a woman's right to choose? No, they do not, actually. The Republican Party, the Republican official platform, Republican politicians do not care about this make-believe right to choose, which is not in the Constitution and which is immoral. And now we get to actually have that debate. Now we get to actually have that discussion publicly. It's not going to go well for the libs. That much is sure. And then there's the Supreme Court justices who have the blue-haired, nose-ringed, cat lady lunatic brigade out on their lawns and out protesting in front of their homes. This is judicial intimidation. This is a violation of federal law. It is also, in the case of Virginia, and I believe in the case of Maryland, a violation of state statute just to be protesting at a private residence in this way. Why isn't the law being enforced? Why aren't people taking action here? Glenn Youngkin says that he's the governor of Virginia. He's done some good things so far, but on this point, I want to know, why isn't he protecting these justices? And protecting them means get these lunatics away from their homes. They're not allowed to do this. It's a clear violation of law. Anybody can read the statute. On the federal level, now that's not in Youngkin's hands, but he can certainly do something on the state level. Have the state troopers clear the area. Say, sorry, you're not allowed to be here. Out. We'll arrest you. That's it. Because it's what I've said all along here. Can you imagine if there was a prosecution going on of somebody who was, I don't know. Imagine if there's a prosecution of a drug kingpin and he was paying 100 thugs to gather outside the home of a prosecutor and just shout profanity and, you know, you better not press those charges. You know, you better not do this. Would anyone think that that wasn't judicial or prosecutorial tampering? Would anyone think that wasn't an assault on our criminal justice system? Of course. But because a bunch of shrill lib banshees are running around shrieking at judges, we're supposed to think this is okay. You want to do it at the Supreme Court? Fine. You want to do it downtown D.C.? Fine. That's the First Amendment. This, what they're doing, this is mob intimidation. And we all know it. And I want to know why there isn't more action even from Republicans on this. I want to know what the explanation is. Oh, it would look bad? Too bad. The law is the law. We got here in the first place with all these maniacs thinking there's a constitutional right to abortion because they decided the law is not the law. They made it up as they went along, and now we have to deal with the reality of that. It's appalling, appalling what they've done and what they're doing right now. You know, threatening people, trying to... I'm just going to say it. If they manage to change a vote here from what we know was going to be the decision, I will think the Supreme Court is an illegitimate institution. And I will proceed with my politics and my view of this country with that in mind, that this is no longer an institution that anybody can have any faith in, because it just bends the knee to the mob, the literal mob that will gather outside their homes. That's not a court. That's not a judicial system worthy of praise or support. So there's that. And then, of course, you've got the usual idiots running around saying, oh, of course, it was a conservative leaguer, because they know this is a disgusting and disgraceful tactics. They want to say it's a conservative. So here's NPR's Nina Totenberg trying that one out.
It's an earthquake. And I think within the court itself, it's an earthquake. There has never been a leak like this. The leading theory is a conservative clerk who was afraid that one of the conservatives might be persuaded by Chief Justice Roberts and to join a much more moderate opinion. And then there's another theory that it was an outraged liberal clerk. But I think the only one that makes sense is that it came from somebody who was afraid that this majority might not hold, that Chief Justice Roberts might persuade one of the conservatives to come over to him in a much more moderate opinion.
Yeah, that's delusional. Just like Pelosi's, what happened to the Republican Party that was so pro-choice? Delusional. But this is the world the left's living now. They construct it as they go along. It has no actual connection to reality, which makes them pretty frightening in a lot of ways, to be honest with you. And that's what we're dealing with now. We're in a very combustible moment in this nation's history. I haven't talked about Russia. Now we're doing a Lend-Lease program with Ukraine. Now we're going to go even deeper into that conflict. Man. Well, we're going to trust Biden and his team of idiots to keep us out of a war? I hope they do. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a sure thing. Maybe more on that one tomorrow. Thanks for hanging here on the Buck Sexton Show. I will talk to you all tomorrow. Shields high.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Opening this spring, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.